100 word stories.
Well, this is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. Tooth is feeling better, back is feeling better. Just got the soreness in the chest and the arm from, I guess, pressing. I'm just going to go to the clinic today and, you know, maybe it's a pinched nerve, maybe it's something else, I don't know, but I'm sick of this crap. And I took two Advil this morning for the ibuprofen to settle things down, but it just hits where I feel like it's in my heart, but I know it isn't. And after going to the cardiologist last year, and I'm just tired of this crap. Anyway, enough about my crap. The 100 word stories weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was, well, it's me. And, well, you got a big dose of me starting this thing off. Sorry about that. You can go back and skip ahead. I've had to restart recording this. Audacity didn't see the device, then it did, then the levels were off, then I had to go into Windows and reduce some stuff. And it's just, there used to be an audio level thing within Audacity, and I've looked in help, I can't find it, and I'm just tired of this crap. So yeah. Let's go ahead and listen to some stories and try to start off the new year a little better.
Good morning and a happy new year. This is Richard and this is my story on the topic It's Me. It's called It's Me. It's not you, it's me. Well, tell me something I didn't know. And it doesn't exactly make me feel any better about breaking up. Of course it was her. She'd never made any effort in our relationship, leaving me to work my butt off to try and make it succeed. Now she wanted to end it, finally admitting she was at fault. I'm sorry, I said, but I'm not prepared to lose you. You really think that you're in charge? But it's not you, it's me. She protested, of course, but it didn't stop me handcuffing her to the radiator. That's it. So until next time. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. It's me. I'm the one who wrote that. When you look at me, you will know what it's like to be me. But you don't look. You don't. You're inside yourself in a world of fantasy that exists only in your head, a chosen blindness that makes everything collapse. But you're not worried. No, you prefer it this way. You are you and everyone else is not real. So, when you look in the mirror, you will pretend to find out what it's like to be me. And I will say, that is me. But you won't know. And you won't care. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week before I go. I wish you a happy 2025. All the best. May this year be a more peaceful one. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Shibboleth. It's me, cried Benny. Silence. Come on, Rudy, open the gate. A slot appeared in the door, and a note poked out. Benny read it. I don't remember the password. We change the password all the time. Silence. Okay. Cupcake tornado. Silence. A second note appeared. What do you mean, last week? It's me, Rudy, your brother-in-law. Silence. A third note appeared. Benny crumpled the paper. I have no idea who Linda's second grade teacher was. The sun was dipping into the horizon. Not a good time to be in Zombie Alley. Benny slid a $100 note under the door. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
That noise you hear in the dead of night, all cozy in your bed, the noise that stirs you into sweaty wakefulness, confused and fearful as you strain to hear, wondering if it's just your imagination or if somebody else really is in the house. That's answered soon enough. When you hear the slow, muffled drag of footsteps along the hallway, the creak of the loose floorboard outside your bedroom door. With horror, you stare as the doorknob slowly turns, the sweat on your brow turning cold, the fear building into terror. The door swings open.
I'm here. I'm here. It's me. It's me.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge, number 976, with the prompt of, It's Me. It's a new year, and here's my new story. It's still the same story, actually. It's about Bilbert. Bilbert woke to someone shaking his foot and shouted in surprise, Bilbert, calm down, it's me, Dad. Your mother had to go to work early, and you kids need to get up and go to school. Linoleum Amanda rubbed her eyes. I don't have any clean clothes. Sabrina glared at Bilbert when he said, Mom bought Sabrina tons of new clothes yesterday. I'm sure you can use some of them. Sabrina shook her head. She's too skinny for my clothes. Linoleum Amanda glared at the other girl. I'm not skinny. Sabrina looked Linoleum Amanda up and down. Well, parts of you are. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Carer. It's me, I hear after a rattle of the key in my lock. It doesn't tell me much, does it? An endless troop of people through my door. I wouldn't mind if they're just here to chat, but they feed me too, and it seems like an invasion. They open my curtains when I want to sleep, make me tea when I don't feel thirsty, bathe me when I'd rather not be naked in front of a stranger. It's me! They say it again as they fill my kettle. A woman's voice. Mum, can you hear me? It's me! Thanks for listening. Happy New Year. And I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Back in grade school, regular milk was 5 cents. Chocolate milk was 6. My mother would give my brother a dime and tell him to buy a regular milk for each of us. Instead, he bought chocolate milk, pocketed the change, and threatened to beat the shit out of me if I said anything. I would steal nickels and pennies from my father's coin collection, which I got beaten for. Then I said why, and my brother got beaten, which got me beaten again. I keep a jar of spare change, and I shake it to clear the memories away.
And there you have it, a bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of It's Me. If you've listened this far or didn't stop after my whining about health crap, just one, it's been like one issue. At least I'm down, when I got here, I gained like 40 pounds. Yeah, I know, I suck. And I blame Mist for the first few because, you know, I was doing walks and first week I was here, she mauled my freaking hand and leg, and from getting caught in the fireplace grate. Anyway, and I use that as an excuse, and I got depressed and tired from it, and non-hilarity ensued. But I've been trying to walk it off, and of course I lose weight too quickly, and that leads to health issues, and I lean to the left and press, and that shit hurts, and I'm just... whatever. Anyway, the next topic, oddly enough, is clinic. So, yeah, I should have gone like a week ago. It's just stupid. Anyway, the next topic is clinic. You can see the text of the stories and all that. This is really not an auspicious way to start the year, especially not having a bunch of days off and not recording the stories for the week. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you all for sticking with this. And as always, keep it brief.